I think there's a big football game on this evening. And, you know, when it comes to the Super Bowl, obviously throughout the whole season, those teams do an incredible amount of planning. Now, I'm not an NFL junkie. Whenever anybody asks me who I'm going for tonight, I always say the Chiefs. And so, but there's a lot of planning. It's an incredible amount of planning. It's probably half of the game. When you think about the amount of time that the coaches and players spend, you know, watching game film and practicing particular plays. It's all about planning. So the importance of success related to planning, because you imagine if one of the teams decided that, well, you know, we made it to the Super Bowl, so we don't really need to plan for this game. Well, it would be a thrashing. When it comes to planning, that's really a part of life. And it's also a part of the spiritual life. So today we hear about three instances of an evil spirit, all right? Jesus encounters an evil spirit. And this evil spirit is not some abstraction. It's not an influence. It's an actual being, right? Because the evil spirit professes that this is the Holy One of God, right? So the devil has faith, not saving faith like we talked about last week, or biblical faith, but the devil is a true being. He has existence, and he professes, he recognizes the presence of God. Now, the devil, that's the name that we give to this being, and the word devil comes from the Greek diabolos, which literally means to throw across, to throw across. So the devil's mission and his plan is constantly to be an obstacle to the mission of Jesus, to the plan of Christ. So throughout the whole of the Gospels, he's trying to compromise Christ's plan and mission. Jesus has a mission we talked about last week, right? Jesus' mission and plan was what? Salvation through repentance. He came to proclaim the gospel of God through repentance and belief in the gospel. So repent and believe in the gospel. So Christ has a particular plan. Christ has a mission. So why is it that when it comes to the spiritual life that we sometimes overlook the fact, or we don't pay attention to the fact that we need a plan and we need to be part of a mission when it comes to the spiritual life? Everything in life is about, you know, really planning. I mean, if you have a free will and an intellect, you plan. And if you say you don't plan, that's your plan. There's just no way around it. If we decide to be passive, or we're not, you know, really thinking through things, that's our plan. That's what we've chosen to do. So if we want to make progress in the spiritual life, remembering that we have an opponent, the devil, just like Jesus came against the obstacle, the opponent, the devil, then we need a real plan, because the devil is very intelligent. St. Ignatius of Loyola compares the devil to a leader of an army who goes up and down the battlefield to find the weakest link, the weakest part of the wall, and there he attacks with all his force. So he's strategic. He's incredibly strategic. He has all kinds of tactics. So if we're not aware of that truth and we don't have a plan ourselves, we're pretty much destined for failure. So as individual Christians and as a parish, we need a plan. Out of the plan flows a mission. So Jesus, in our plan and our mission, is always connected to the mission and plan of Jesus. And his plan, his mission, again, as we said last week, was what? Repent and believe in the gospel. And that word repent, which I didn't focus on last week, is more than just confession of sins. It's the Greek word. The Greek word used is metanoia. It means a whole change of mind, a whole change of way of thinking, of being. And the way of thinking that probably needs to be changed in our day and age is a very secular way of thinking and seeing. Secularism is, and we've heard that word thrown out, but secularism basically is a worldview, a life view, that sees existence without God. that you could have a happy life without God. The philosopher Charles Taylor, he wrote a 900-page tome. I didn't read it, don't worry. He writes that there's an extreme humanism that has kind of entered this age, a secularism. And in this extreme humanism is that a person thinks that they can find significance and meaning without transcendence. So I don't need God, and I can be happy. And so the God question doesn't even, it's not even entering into people's hearts and minds anymore. God's become irrelevant. So there's not like an out, you know, extreme rejection and hostility to God. There's just indifference. Who cares, right? And we all drink the Kool-Aid because we're in that age. And so we have being attentive to this. So as part of our plan, part of our mission, that's, you know, why doesn't the seed of God take root in our lives? Well, one part of it is that secular influence, that I can have meaning and significance without God directly involved in my life. As a priest, I have to struggle against that. It's just part of our culture. So in that light, to make this all kind of more incarnational, practical, as part of our parish plan, we have actually began a planning process, a parish planning process that's going to be extending over the next 9 months. So I've called together a team of 10 parishioners who I'll be working with. And because of a large designated gift of a parishioner, we are going to be working with the Catholic Leadership Institute to come together with the Holy Spirit to create a parish plan in order that we can more effectively carry out the mission of Christ that we have been called to. And so as part of that process, it's obviously going to engage the whole parish. It's not just going to be some kind of a top-down, this is what we're going to do. And what's incorporated into it will be a survey that will be coming out in the next month for all of the parishioners. And the cool thing about this survey is that it's all about measuring one's discipleship and where one is in their relationship with the Lord. So it's not about like, well, how are the walls? Those walls definitely need some, the bricks need some cleaning. So those kind of questions won't be on there. Actually, they do need cleaning, so if you do want to clean them, come talk to me after Mass, okay? But we're going to be praying, we're going to be reflecting deeply over the next 9 months so that we can come up with a plan in order to be more energized in our mission. Because in the end, the only thing that matters is heaven or hell.